BarracudaCom.
I wanted to sort of, Richie, I'm doing my pay it forward.
Yeah, I know you are.
All right, it's now 6, 7, almost 8 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program for the 22nd, first full day of winter. It is Wednesday. I think we ought to have some more good news. You get closer to Christmas time and you feel the enthusiasm.
Huh? Yeah, that's what we want.
Right, we want good news. You don't want to have the...
We'll deal with the yuck after January 1st.
We can talk about men and women lying to each other after Christmas, right? Let's just stay on the...
Well, why does that take a vacation?
Well, because it's Christmas. What, you mean you think men and women are lying to each other even during Christmas?
Yeah, it's a false sense of security season.
Sure, honey, I love you.
Yeah, right, exactly. What do you have for a gift for me? Yada, yada. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so here's some good news, Richie. You ready?
Right. Go.
Executions.
No, that's great news. Yeah, they're up.
No, they aren't.
No, they aren't. Okay. No. It's still great news.
No.
Whatever.
Great
go ahead.
News.
The good news is that executions have continued their steady nationwide decline.
Oh, good.
The number of people who were put to death in our country numbered 46 this past year.
That's all.
Down 12% from the year before, except in Texas. Now, I'm trying to figure this out.
So
earlier this morning, we were talking about the states that have increased in population, the results of the census and all the data that people are culling through and figuring, okay, what does this mean? California losing people, they're moving to Texas. Texas has the largest increase in growth of any state in the country. And also, along with that, will be a couple of new congressmen, yada, yada, and more people to kill. It's a wonderful, this is great news, Rich.
And more people to kill.
Yeah, more people move in there, more people do things that are wrong, and they can sentence them to death.
That's a cheery thought for the morning.
Yeah, well, but the number of people who are being killed have gone down. This past year, 114 people were added to death rows around the country. But the Death Penalty Information Center says probably only half of them will be put to death.
What part of this is cheery news?
The number of executions are going down. That's the good news.
Okay.
I thought that was good news anyway, because I don't appreciate nor do I support the death penalty unless it's really a heinous crime.
Yeah, there are certain cases where
certain cases.
Most murders are not heinous crimes.
I didn't say that.
Oh.
You're putting words in my mouth. You're now reading the Rich McFadden playbook. There are some people who kill others out of passion. There are some who kill out of...
Like this guy that killed this doctor's whole family.
Yeah, those people right to the death chamber. Let's have a quick trial. Last 15 minutes. Guilty.
His daughters.
Here's the picture.
Yeah.
We got the goods on him. And the next stop for you is the gas chamber. Or a firing squad. Something like that. Beheading. That's what those guys deserve. All right? But having said that, we all know, especially in Texas, that more people have been executed in the past 40 years in Texas, especially, am I emphasizing that enough? Especially in Texas, who were not guilty. But we killed them anyway because that seems to be the way they do it in Texas. So the number of people, didn't they stop the death penalty in Illinois because the governor...
They found
DNA evidence.
28 cases.
One case after another after another.
Right, yeah.
They were rigged by some of the really more ethical members of the police departments in various locales who do such a great job when it comes to finding who the bad guys are. Okay, enough of that. See, well, I had a good intention with that, and you guys steered me away from my good intentions and made it sound like it was a negative story. All right, here we go. You ready?
Well, you know, good news.
Yeah, the death penalty. Good news and the death penalty don't mingle in the same sentence.
Oh, but in my sentences they do.
It does, exactly.
Yeah, got to be right on the top there, Jennifer. Here's something that is important news from the space agency. You know, we were talking earlier about that wheel of cheese that went up in the private satellite, the private spaceship. You'll be happy to know that now with a new government program that was started by a grant given to the University of Alabama, graduate students have pioneered a technique as part of the new NASA program DEVELOP. That's what it's called. The program's called DEVELOP. They're using satellites to track ticks.
Ticks?
Ticks.
As do they go in swarms?
Ticks that, like, bite you? And
ticks that bite you.
Huh.
Yes. Do ticks that I find from time to time in my hair.
How can they track something so small unless they are traveling together?
Rich, you know, that's an important question, and I'm awfully glad that you asked that question. That is, who is it that said, oh, remember when Hillary said when I was interviewing her, Doug, that is the question. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now with you, Richie. Rich, that is the question.
I would think so.
There are high-risk zones for ticks. They prefer moist, heavily vegetated areas.
Right.
And that's what they're mapping with your belly. That's what they are mapping, courtesy of the new satellite program that's been instituted by the Marshall Space Flight Center, the New World Order of Ticks. These students learned from NASA how to look at various classes of vegetation and moisture, and then predict through some formula that they have, how likely is it that there will be ticks in this area. And so that way, they're able to identify almost without failure where the tick problems are going to be. Now, I don't know what they do with this information. We have ticks all over the place on the farm.
So they're not tracking the ticks, they're tracking the conditions.
Rich, you're playing with words. I'm suggesting that they are tracking the ticks because they're tracking the habitat in which they develop.
Right.
So if we were to be completely on the up and up, no, we're not looking at an individual tick. But, and I understand how someone might have gotten the idea that that's what we're doing, given the fact that I sort of put forth the idea that they are tracking individual ticks. But, in fact, the satellite is not tracking individual ticks. They are tracking large movements of ticks so that you'll know when you need your tweezers. That's what it is. It's tracking ticks and tweezers.
No, I didn't pull too many off of Patch last summer.
No, huh? Use a tweezer to pull them off?
Yeah, but I don't think I
supposed to put a little gasoline on it first so the heads come out.
Yeah, I use rubbing alcohol.
I don't get all. Yeah, I use rubbing alcohol on Charlotte as well. So, Roberta, what's your problem with this?
Rubbing alcohol on ticks.
What's wrong with that? I mean, you eat that stuff, so why would you? You don't want to eat it with rubbing alcohol on
she
it.
She eats ticks and dogs.
Oh yeah,
no,
she eats
I
everything.
Don't.
Yeah, of course you do.
I don't eat ticks.
I've seen you
accidentally
eat a tick.
Pull in my salad or something.
Well, that's disgusting. Right. This is so wrong right now.
They can't live anywhere.
Here's what, you know, we're all worried about the Al-Qaeda putting some kind of strychnine or something on your salad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, worry
about
the
that.
Ticks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. There could be a tick infestation in the salad bar in the supermarket when you go there today. So before you take any lettuce or spinach, look underneath every leaf to make sure there are no ticks.
There you go.
Out in the moonlight, I'd like to kiss you way back in the sticks. I'd like to walk you through a field of wildflowers.
Sing it, girl.
I'd like to check you for ticks.
16 after the hour. Who else do we want to check for ticks? This is Good Day.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want. on.
Correct.
I can't believe it.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You could enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
'Tis the season of cold and flu. During the busy travel season, you may be 100 times as likely to catch a cold on an airplane as in your normal daily routine. But there are simple steps you can take to give your family the gift of health during the holidays. Environmental journalist Rachel Lincoln-Sarnoff, publisher of EcoStiletto.com and MommyGreenest.com, has more.
There are simple ways to relieve cold symptoms as they begin to appear. Eat garlic, stay hydrated with fluids like orange juice, avoid touching your mouth and nose to stop the spread of germs, and use a product like Simply Saline Nasal Mist to relieve congestion and wash nasal passages. Simply Saline brand products are drug-free, made from naturally derived ingredients, and are completely safe for every member of the family, even infants.
Simply Saline products are made from purified water and sodium chloride, commonly known as salt, and are non-addictive. Yeah. For more information, visit www.simplysaline.com.
Salt. All right. Glad I hear that. Our quote for the day today, when you hold resentment toward another, you are bound to that person on or that condition by an emotional link that's stronger than steel. Therefore, forgiveness is the only way to dissolve that link and get free. Some food for thought for Christmas. From the Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, Clay Cohot. I consider this to be good news. Ted Turner, speaking at a luncheon, the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research, unveiling a census study of his own on the impact of demographic trends on greenhouse gas emissions and all that good stuff. Little discussed subject, however, I don't mind jumping into it. I'm aware this is politically sensitive or insensitive, depending on your point of view. I agree with him 100%. He spent most of his time in this discussion of climate change talking about population problem and what a mess the world is because there are too many people on the planet. And he says the only way to fix it is for every couple to have only one child, and that's it. Otherwise, the world is doomed. He said 5,000 years from now, 500 years from now, the planet can't exist. Because what do you do now with 7 billion people? We don't know what to do with 7 billion people now. So, something, you know, how many people agree with that statement? One child per couple? Nobody but me. Nobody agrees. So you all are...
I think
now,
two's okay.
You're all
yeah,
condemning
okay,
the
two.
Earth.
I'm more
condemning
well, no.
the Earth. Condemning.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to survivalsproutbank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at survivalsproutbank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Well, next year I'm going to give it to someone special. I don't feel so well.
Want to connect with Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or any one of the Good Day crew? Then, hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages.
It's all on the team page
at DougStepan.com.
Birthdays for this Wednesday, starting with Rick Nielsen.
Love it.
Guitarist for Cheap Trick, who
is
64 years old today.
Wow.
64 years old. How about them apples, Rich?
One of the bands I've never seen in concert that I desperately want to see.
Oh, really, Rich?
Absolutely.
That's important. Good for you. I hope you get it at Christmas.
I will.
All right. We all want to be wanted. Roberta, I want you to want me.
Yeah.
I want you, Doug. I've always wanted you. Okay, you know that.
Barry Jenkins is the drummer for the Animals. Also is a member of the group, the Nashville Teens. I saw some old video of the Animals appearing on Ed Sullivan several different times. Kind of neat to look at them and how they were so stoic, if not plastic, standing up in front of the microphone, reading
with their suits,
cards,
with their skinny black ties.
Pretty funny stuff. So he's 66 today, born in the state in 1944. Diane Sawyer is 65 today. Man, she don't look it. Good for her.
That's great.
65. Yeah. Happy birthday to her. Hector Elizondo, who has a list of credits after his name, long as you're on.
Elizondo?
Everybody
Elizondo.
Knows him. Is that what I say?
Hector Elizondo.
Is it Elizondo? Elizondo. I think it's Elizondo.
No, it is? Doe? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
My bad.
74. Today, still acting and very busy. You'd recognize him if you saw him without question.
The bald guy, right?
What's that?
The bald guy.
Very
right?
bald.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep. Let's see. Who else have we got on the list today? How about Robin Gibb? This ought to be good. Crank this up, Richie. This is my kind of music. Wrote many of the songs with his twin brother, Maurice. How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? Love, 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 the disco era.
Hanging out with the fellas, and I'm like, you know, it's kind of funny when you're old enough to actually admit that you like the Bee Gees.
Yep, it is.
And they all looked at me, and they just went, no, you're not.
What, they're not your friends anymore? Is that
no, you can't admit that you like the Bee Gees. I don't care how old you are, you can't admit it.
I'll admit it. Jordan Spine, be proud of it, Richie.
Yeah.
Jordan Sparks, a singer with himself.
Herself.
Is there a lady?
She's an American Idol winner, yes. She won like 3-4 years ago.
I don't remember her at all. Vaguely, I remember the name. Yeah. All right, so happy birthday.
Father played with the San Diego Chargers.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jan Stevenson was a golf champion and a centerfold model.
This is a hot
lady.
Yes, she is.
Man, oh man, she's 49, but she is as sexist as it sounds. I don't really care. That woman is somebody that would be worth anybody's time to chase around. All right, how's that for an endorsement? Worth your time. December the 22nd, you are charming, hardworking, let's see here, ambitious, all of those things. Is that what today? Today's the 22nd, right? Yeah. You are generous, warm, and spontaneous. Yeah, you know, I was looking for these things. Oh, I know. I'm trying to find some dirt on somebody because all these things say they're so great. Frustration. You are a frustrating person. Most people born December 22nd frustrate those who love them and care about them. So there's some dirt.
Mm.
Right? You always want to hear something. Ah, it's, oh, you're too sweet with that.
It's my friend Susie's birthday. She's knocked up.
Really? Happy birthday.
Yeah, she's married. Okay.
Take care of that baby. 28 after on Good Day.
Planning for when you grow old starts now. What are the services that are available in that community? Because I'm not going to be going to a nursing home. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Will you stay home when you're a senior? What about my house might I need to change so that I can stay there? Eleanor Ginsler heads up Livable Communities at AARP. Who are my family and friends that need to be informed of my decisions of how I want to get that care that I might need later in life? In the U.S., most care older people need is provided by friends and family. But if you get their help, they'll need help too, taking care of you. And know what it costs to get the care that you're going to need. That's going to change from community to community, and it's real important that you know and have that same awareness of costs as you are about what your wishes are. Tomorrow, nursing home fees. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
As a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, joining IAVA.org really helps in the transition home. It's a network of OIF and OEF vets like me who've got your back here, just like we did over there. That means when you need help navigating the GI Bill, we've got your back. And when you're dealing with the transition home, we've got your back. Or when you just want someone to share stories with, we've got your back. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org. We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
Coming up to half past the hour, what's off limits in your home? At Christmas time, where do you hide things so nobody will find them? We'll examine that in a few moments here on the Good Day program.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Prepare for Christmas 2010. Did you know from 1850 to 1942, marijuana was listed in the pharmacopoeia book as a useful medicine for nausea, rheumatism, labor pains, and you could buy it at your general store?
Labor pains?
Really?
Labor pains.
So you're supposed to get high while you're
having babies.
Pushing out a kid.
Yeah. That seems safe.
1850 to 19. So what happened in 1942? How did this all change? Why did it change? And why is it now such a political football? If it was okay all those years, all the forefathers in our country smoked grass, smoked dope. They were high when they were doing the Constitution.
How do you know?
You didn't know that?
For a score, man.
Score, dude.
Score.
Pass that turkey leg.
Yeah. Hey, man.
No, I wouldn't say the Puritans. I'm talking about the guys.
We hold
these.
I'm talking about
John Hancock and all the people that were doing the Declaration. George Washington, what do you think?
Yeah, man, we're equal. I love you, man.
Yeah. So let me tell you, dude, I cut down this cherry tree once.
George Washington's main plant at Mount Vernon was hemp. And the hemp back then was different than the hemp like today. That's not as much THC.
Right. I mean, people all laugh at this. If Clay intelligently just pointed out, the essence, hold on a second. The essence of where marijuana came from was the big crop, the cash crop on lots of the plantations was marijuana, used for hemp, making clothing, ropes, all that stuff. And they got it from bringing it over in boats from Africa. Came over with the slaves. You guys didn't know that?
I'm going to check you on that.
Yeah, good for you, Richie. Go check me on Snipes, will you please?
That's what Wesley's website.
Okay.
I just Googled George Washington hemp.
Yeah.
And I got the North American Industrial Hemp Council, Inc.
Yeah.
Hey, Rich, will you send? Oh, I'm hearing myself. But will you send me a link to that? I want to put it on Facebook.
Facebook.
Interesting.
Run by the crematorium yeah. Association.
It's been grown for at least 12,000 years for fiber, textile, and paper.
What? You didn't believe what I said?
Not at all.
Oh, give me a pain. Right, here's one for you to check out, Richie, from the Do You Know or Do You Care fact file. A cockroach lives 9 days without its head before it starves to death. Do you know that? Richie, do you know that or not?
No.
All right.
So does
Snooki. Here's something else. Wait a minute. Check this out.
Snooki.
Check this. She gets paid $17,000 to show up at a party. Do you know that?
I know.
$17,000. People invite her who want to have stars and celebrities. They pay her $17,000 to show up at a party. What is wrong? No wonder this country's gone into the basket.
I'll do it for 10.
Yeah, good for you, Roberta.
Anybody wants me to show up at a party? But
from the Did
I'm
You Know and
fun.
Do You Care fact file, banging your head against a wall uses 150 calories an hour.
Hey.
Cool,
I can do that.
Yeah, you can.
Hey,
do
by
that,
the way, Henry Ford experimented with hemp to build car bodies.
Yeah.
He wanted to build and fuel cars from farm products.
Yeah. This country has so got it up, it's, you know what, that we are so unbelievably stuck.
BMW is experimenting with hemp materials in automobiles as a part of an effort to make them more recyclable.
Yeah.
Man, we could run our whole society on hemp, dude.
We can recycle, man.
You could build with it.
From the Did You Know or Do You Not Do You Care fact file, a flea can jump 350 times its body's length.
I did know that.
You did know that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if it smokes a little grass beforehand, it can jump double that.
I'm now all worked up.
Yeah. I know.
Uh-huh. By the way, also from the Did You Know or Do You Care fact file, Richie, you know that catfish has over 27,000 taste buds?
I knew they had a lot. I didn't know it was that many.
This is another item of interest. Roberta?
Yes?
From the Did You Care fact file,
yes.
Lions mate about 50 times a day on average.
Lions mate?
50 times a day.
Oh, man, I want to be a lion.
You know the manufacturer, the paper manufacturer, Kimberly-Clark, they make toilet paper?
Really?
They have a mill in France which produces hemp paper, which is preferred for Bibles because it lasts a long time. Yeah.
Hey, it's so great when you burn the pages.
And it doesn't yellow. Hemp paper doesn't
yellow?
Buddha, responsible for another thought for the day today. Do not believe in anything simply because you have heard it.
Do not believe in anything simply because,
You
have
heard
it.
Right. How many people hear it? It was on the radio, so it must be true. I heard Doug Steffen tell everybody in the audience that blah, 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 blah. That has to be true. Right? Did you know that butterflies taste with their feet? Do you think that's true or false?
Really? I don't believe it.
Don't believe it. It's true.
It must be great when they're stopping grapes for wine.
She's gone, man.
Jennifer.
Yes, Dougie.
What's the strongest muscle in your body?
Oh, I know.
My tongue.
That is correct. Jennifer, along with everybody else, strongest muscle in your body.
Yay.
That's me.
It's the tongue.
It's Leslie.
The tongue. It's the tongue. It really is tongue.
Yeah.
Tongue. Yeah.
You could be surprised what you can do with your tongue, Roberta.
What can you do with your tongue?
I think it's
next.
Time for us to move on. What is it?
Especially if you're a lion.
In your home, the last thing from the Do You Know, Do You Care fact file.
Doug, you can barely focus.
No, but here's this one sort of encapsulates everything we've been saying. A starfish has no brains.
Really? They ought to run for politics.
Yeah, be president.
They have no brains either.
I knew that because I watched SpongeBob.
All right, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 minutes before the hour.
Patrick.
Where are you hiding your Christmas gifts?
Hmm.
What's off limits in your home, Richie? Come on, do the kids know where you...
You promise not to tell?
I promise not to tell.
My special hiding place is in the trunk of my 68 Camaro.
Oh, that is so old. Everybody does that. That's where my parents hid it, too, in the old junk car in the garage.
I still got the keys to that garbage.
Hey,
I'm coming down to your house and rip
no
it off.
No offense, but that's
junk.
But I'm just saying, it goes in the old car in the garage. Everybody
does that.
It goes in the
old car in the garage. Under the covers. I've got the car cover on.
Yeah.
So they can't even get the car cover off.
Really? All right, that's a small trunk, though, so you must not have bought much for Christmas.
I've got something in the trunk of my caddy too.
Okay. All right.
We used to use the attic.
Yeah.
But now Sean is old enough to where he likes to go up in the attic to get something.
Yeah.
He walks up in front of me and then walks down behind me. So.
All right. So you put this on your Twitter page?
On my Facebook. Yeah, I've got.
And
Carol says I just looked in there and didn't see anything I wanted. I told her hers was in the glove box.
Uh-huh.
And then John says the trunk of his Taurus, he drives every day, and that by Christmas time his back end is deep, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, huh?
Excuse me. You know what I mean.
Got some junk in his trunk.
All right. So, Jennifer, what's off limits in your home?
She lives by herself, so.
No, the people are in and out of her house all the time like they are in mine.
All right.
Really? So, you know that? You've been watching me? I have a closet in my new office that is where I keep my stuff. And I tell people, this is my gift closet. Don't go in there or I'll kill you.
Really?
I do. I just throw it out there.
Who would
be
free enough or feel free enough in your home to go in and do that?
Tons of people. I have people in and out of my house all the time.
Yeah. Well, me too.
Just like you.
Yeah, right.
Is it legal to tell someone that you'll kill them if they open your closet?
It is, because you have to warn them before you shoot them.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Trust me, you know that.
And then you're not convicted of murder. It's manslaughter.
And Roberta doesn't buy anything until after Christmas, so.
No, I have Christmas gifts, and I would always hide them in the luggage in the attic.
Oh, that's a good idea.
When the kids were small.
Yeah.
Now we just wrap them and throw them in the.
Right. So, Roberta, where's your secret hiding place?
I told you, in the luggage that I put in the attic.
Oh, you didn't tell me. Did you say that?
I just said that. Yes. You're not listening, Doug.
Well, you know, when it's your voice, obviously.
She said it like 7 seconds ago, Doug.
Last, yeah. Actually,
he's got a delay. He's
somebody just sent
me
an email about the food safety bill, and that'll probably ruin the rest of the program.
Uh-oh.
At any rate, let's. Oh yeah, sure, Roberta. You say that when you can't buy the food that you want, you'll be doing that for sure. Or is this your attempt at playing? What was the character on Laugh-In? What's her face played? Do you remember?
Who? Which one?
Yeah. No, she was the secretary in West Wing.
Oh, huh? Yeah.
Lesbian.
The lesbian secretary.
My name is...
Yeah.
Girl.
No.
Oh, my God.
And this what?
All right, this is ridiculous. Let's take a break.
Who?
Hold on a minute.
This whole program is falling apart. And it always happens at this hour, too. 17 before the hour.
Catch the wheels, quick.
Shoot. Now the phone's
Suppose you needed $500 tomorrow to pay off an unexpected bill. Do you have it? In this economy, a lot of people have already tapped out their savings. Hi, I'm Monto Williams from Money Mutual, your trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. Have you tapped out your savings? Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can in about 24 hours. Go to MontoMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. It's quick and it's easy. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about the overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontoMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. Once again, that's MontoMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. That's 1-800-532-CASH.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just save $1,200 a year with USAA. While Justin writes, Dear USAA, thank you for being completely awesome, with an exclamation point. How does it feel to have auto insurance you describe as awesome with an exclamation point? Switch to USAA auto insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, switch to USAA insurance today. Call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switched. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Once upon a time, old Scrooge sat down before the fire.
Ah, humbug.
With great astonishment, Marley's ghost came through the heavy door and passed into the room.
What do you want with me?
You will be halted by three spirits. I'd rather not. To read A Christmas Carol and other books online, go to www.read.gov. Explore new worlds. Read. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
We're talking about where you hide your Christmas gifts. Upstairs, in the closet, downstairs, in the basement, outside, in the garage, at your next-door neighbors. I think this is this would be, if I lived in a neighborhood, I don't live, there's nobody around me, but if I lived in a development, I'd want to have my presents next door at my neighbor's house. They can put their presents over my house.
What about if their kids find your presents?
Say that again?
What about if their kids? What about if they have kids?
They'll never see them again. That's a great idea. You do the old switcheroo.
No. Yeah.
Right. See?
No.
You know what my dad used to do, and I've got a couple, is here at the office.
Right.
Yeah, that's
at the office.
I have a lot of my stuff delivered.
Yeah, keep them at work. That's a lot of people do.
But then I had someone steal stuff from me, so now I don't know if my workplace is safe either.
My office locks.
Somebody stole something?
Stole
wine.
Who
would steal something from you there?
One of our employees one of our former employees now.
And you know who it was.
I do. We have security cameras. I have footage, man. I saw you if you're listening.
You have footage? You have security cameras there?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. I know.
How did they steal it? Where was it? It wasn't in your office?
Well, it happened to be wine, and the first bottle he stole by shoving under his shirt. But then after he drank it, he was a little more blatant about stealing the second and third bottles.
Yeah, but you guys have wine everywhere there.
Well, my personal wine that I pay for, the stuff that I send you guys, I have it shipped to work because I can't have it delivered home because you have to have a 21-year-old sign for it.
You do?
Yes.
Is that the law in California or most every place
else?
It's
everywhere. Mm-hmm. If you send, you have to have a 21-year-old sign.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what would stop college kids from having booze delivered to a frat house or something?
Right. That's why they do it.
Is that why they do it?
In Maryland, it's a big thing in Maryland right now because they won't let wine be delivered. Virginia and D.C., they will. Maryland, they will not.
What do you mean, who's they? Clever person is doing
law,
this.
It's against the law to ship alcohol in Maryland.
I know, but if somebody's clever, how are they going to know? Would you mask it in the packaging? How do you know that it's not a football?
Maybe they don't.
So, what's the big deal? I mean, if kids are going to drink, well, you know how foolish we are?
Mm-hmm.
We spent all of this time working up these laws and rules and regulations. It is beyond foolish. Mm-hmm. It really is.
I've always maintained the drinking age should be 18 and the driving age should be 21.
Yeah.
They got it backwards.
Why can't we just make everything 18? Why can't we just have everything be 18?
Well, it is ridiculous. You can enter into a legal contract, you can get married, you can get killed in the service, and you can't have a beer. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
It is so ridiculous.
I mean, you can get killed quicker in the service if you take a beer before you go out with a gun.
Look, what were the drinking age? I
wonder how they do that. That'd be a good subject at some point in time to examine. People drinking and shooting in the service. I'd want to know how that's handled. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
You want numbers? We got them. It's the U.S. Census, and the numbers are in. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with news that matters. Every 10 years, the U.S. Census is taken. The goal, to count every single American. Census Bureau Director Robert Groves announcing the final tally yesterday.
As of April 1, 2010, according to the 2010 Census, the resident U.S. population is 308,745,538 persons.
There you go. That's the number which determines billions of dollars of federal spending. And, of course, we do get a state-by-state breakdown of those numbers. Some facts of interest. California is number one in population with more than 37 million residents. The least populated state, Wyoming, with about 563,000. States that show the most growth between the years 2000 and 2010, Texas, the biggest numerical increase to more than 25 million residents. Nevada had the highest percentage gain, growing by more than 35%. Robert Groves highlights the states that will gain seats in the House as a result of this census.
Those states gaining seats include Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, South Carolina, Texas, Utah, and Washington.
He did mispronounce one of those. It's Nevada, not Nevada. But let's move on. Here are the states that will lose seats in the House due to declining population.
Illinois, Iowa, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, Missouri, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania.
So there you go. Of course, if you live in one of those states with declining population, it kind of makes you wonder why so many people are moving out and whether you should do the same. It's like driving on a highway. You're going in one direction. Everybody else is going in the other direction. The 2010 U.S. Census. Just think, 10 years from now, the year 2020, we will do it all over again. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
The powder skiing in the West is getting pretty routine. Spots in California, Colorado, and now into Utah, picking up snow, measuring in the feet, and they keep it riding right towards the holiday. Jackson Hole picking up over 3 feet in the last 7 days, 110 runs. The canyons in Utah with close to 4 feet in the last week. They ride on over 2,700 acres. Heavily in California, 80 inches of snow in 7 days, and it's still coming. They have all 4,800 acres open. Schweitzer in Idaho riding up over 90 runs. The Snow Country crew was out on the Eastern Resorts yesterday, this time in New Hampshire at Bretton Woods.
I'm standing here in the Black Forest Glade at Bretton Woods. Snow-caked trees all around, and the coverage inside the glades actually very good, as we're going to find more and more of these stands of trees opening up at ski areas like Bretton Woods and all across New England. At Bretton Woods, I'm Leif Erickson.
In New York, Whiteface keeps riding the pack powder. They have over 40 trails, Seven Springs, Pennsylvania, with about three dozen. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, a new two-year high for the market. The Dow with a 55-point gain to 11,533. S&P and NASDAQ up as well. Crude oil up 45 cents a barrel to $89.82. On Capitol Hill, the U.S. Senate passing a bill to keep the government running until the 4th of March.
The yeas are 79, the nays are 16. The motion has passed.
This was a budget resolution known as a continuing resolution, necessary to keep the government operating. The measure now goes on to the House. President Obama to sign historic legislation later today, repealing the policy barring gays and lesbians from serving openly in the military. Don't Ask, Don't Tell has been in effect for 17 years. Hey, you remember this song?
See.
But when it rains, it pours. That massive Pacific storm continues to pound the Los Angeles area. Soil in the area completely saturated. 200 Los Angeles homes evacuated yesterday. And finally, the old expression, the show must go on. Listen to this. The Broadway musical Spider-Man resumes performances tonight, despite the fact four actors in the show have now been injured. This past Monday night, the stunt double for Spider-Man fell about 30 feet to the floor when a cable snapped. This guy was in the audience.
The cord or the cable, whatever's attached to him, is either not attached properly or snaps. And as he falls, which falls way too fast, the cord and the rest of the harness comes with it. You hear a bang.
The stunt man who suffered that fall, Christopher Tierney, hospitalized. He's in serious condition but said to be recovering. The Actors Equity Association says extra safety measures have been put in place. The $65 million production is in its preview run right now. The official opening has been pushed back a third time to February 7th. At some point, somebody's going to fall directly on the audience. You have to wonder when somebody will eventually say enough is enough with Spider-Man. Oh, what a tangled web we weave. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast, like the new Subway breakfast melt. Try the Sunrise Subway Melt or the Meltastic Breakfast BMT with pepperoni, salami, Black Forest ham and tomato, fresh toasted on flatbread. Their melted goodness made irresistibly delicious. Get yours starting at 7 a.m.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Products may vary, available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougStephan.com.